If I may just synthesize the last 2 weeks and then go into this week's gospel, because they all fit together. The last 2 weeks we had the Gospel of John, and obviously we celebrated the Feast of Easter 2 weeks ago. And that particular gospel, you had Mary running to the tomb, getting there first. She was amazed because her main concern was not the fact of not finding the body, but who's going to remove the stone? When she got there, the stone already was moved. She ran back, got John and Peter. John and Peter ran. John, out of respect for Peter, and the gospel says he believed, but Peter went in and looked. He saw the cloth folded there. They both went back to the disciples. That very evening, Christ came to them. This is according to John's gospel. Showed them his hands and his feet so that they could believe that Christ rose from the dead. Next Sunday, we read the gospel of Doubting Thomas, because Thomas was not there, according to John, the very first evening of the resurrection. So he came a week later, once again, to show Thomas his hands and his feet. And he says, put your hands into the nail marks, your fingers into the nail marks, and your hand into the side. Be believing, not unbelieving. We also celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. Today, we have the disciples on the road to Emmaus, a very familiar story that two gentlemen walking, and Christ is behind them, and he hears them talking about what went on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. And he says to them, what are you talking about? And he unfolds for them the scriptures, and they did not recognize him until the breaking of the bread. We read Luke's version of the disciples and Christ on the road to Emmaus, and that is the condensed story that I just gave you. The meaning of the three particular gospels from the last 3 weeks is this. The fact that as Christ rose to give us new life, the resurrected life of Christ, which we initially receive in the sacrament of baptism, we are asked now to go and to give life to other people. It's like we get to the Feast of the Ascension, and in the Acts of the Apostles, Luke, being the author once again, says, gentlemen, why are you standing there looking up to heaven? There's work to be done. There's life to be given to other people. Say, Father, how can we give life to other people? It was exemplified, obviously, last Sunday with Divine Mercy Sunday. You have a Pope who certainly is the Father of Mercy, who goes to people who do not have a good self-image, who do not have the gifts, talents, and abilities that you and I have. Some are very less fortunate than you and I have, but he gives of them a sense of self-worth, a sense of awareness of, yes, they are somebody. It's this particular concept, as the disciples did not realize the words in Scripture, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it again. It took the appearance of Christ, physically speaking, to have them convinced that he rose from the dead. I pose the idiom out to you and I pose it to myself. Have we forgot the fact that as we look at people who are less fortunate than we are, have we forgotten the idiom, there, but for the grace of God, go I? I say that because I really think and believe, and firmly think and believe, that there are more sins of omission than there are of commission. that you and I are always in a hurry. We walk by so many things, we drive by so many things. Oh, someone else will take care of it. Oh, I'll be late for work. Whatever it is. We have so many examples the last 3 weeks to not just be people who give life to others. A pat on the back, a word of encouragement doesn't cost us anything at all, but a little bit of our time, a little bit of our energy to make someone feel that, yes, I have some self-worth. I am somebody. Takes us right back to the sixth day of creation when God said, and I made them male and female. I made them in the image of God, male and female. Your dignity, my dignity, everyone's dignity. Do we enhance that particular dignity by recognizing their self-worth, by giving them our time, our ear, by giving them the new life that you and I have received from Christ?